A false prophet, God is a superstition.
I can't hear you at the back.
I am a false prophet, God is a superstition.
Say it again.
I am a false prophet, God is a superstition.
Say it again.
I am a false prophet, God is a superstition.
It'll make sense in a minute.
Okay.
I promise. I'm not.
My son!
I've abandoned my boy!
I've abandoned my boy!
So you're saying you're my competition. I like how my There Will Be Blood voice changes every time.
Show your shame.
You're saying I'm a competition, Goldfinger.
Goldfinger. Hello, Pushy.
Squat on my face. Squat on my face and meow.
Get in my tiny little car, Pushy.
My tiny little vehicle. This is very masculine. Europe. In America, I'd be a sissy Mary.
Shishy.
That was almost going into Jimmy Stewart.
It was.
Shishy.
Well, I'll be a shishy. Zuzu's petals. What are those, Mary? Clarence.
It's me, Jimmy Stewart, Connery. All right, it is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. She is Eva Crickshin.
Hello.
I haven't gotten a chance to talk to you in a bit, Eva. Well, we talk all the time, but it's just
we
about
do.
BS.
Yeah.
I think we need to pitch to the Washington Post that we are two lifelong friends that are doing a podcast now, a radio show.
Okay, is that's our thing? That's...
Yeah, they don't have to know that you've been on like two episodes. We can just be like, yeah, all 500 episodes through thick and thin, mother effer. Dupe them.
Through the thick and the thick of it.
Dupe those marks. They're not going to do their research.
Somewhere out there. Like Fievel and his little mouse girlfriend.
Oh, I wasn't allowed to watch that because Fievel was Jewish. Kidding. I wasn't allowed to watch it because he was a socialist Jew. Show's website's in papasbasement.com. I am at Papa's Basement on Twitter. She is at Orchard Eva, but she doesn't use Twitter. So Papa Nick, who tweeted us both, he was like, I'm going to send you guys a link. Is that cool, John? I'm like, sure. And he sent something like he worried would be inappropriate for you, but he doesn't understand you're a degenerate. And then you didn't reply for a day because you haven't been on Twitter since, I think, March 28th, if I recall correctly. It's been so long, I've memorized your last tweet.
How... Oh, is there like a...
It shows the date, yeah.
Okay.
You have like a Twitter profile of like a person that died. It's really, like, those are the most sinister things ever. I remember a girl who died right after she went to prom, and like, you just saw her last tweets, and it was like...
So excited.
My tummy really hurts. Going to the hospital. Wish me luck, guys. And then there are just no other tweets after that. And then you learned she croaked, and it was the most sinister thing.
And then she flatlined.
Yeah. Don't need to work that brutally. And so Papa Nick was convinced you didn't like him, and he then tweeted to both of us via DM, I'm sorry, Eva. And I was like, dude, don't sweat it. She just hasn't been on.
Papa Nick,
Papa Nick. Sounds like Papa Doc.
It does. Papa Doc! From, is that from, what movie?
I don't know. I just remember Papa Doc the rapper. But I thought he was like one of those guys that took his name.
But they
from
did
a...
it in 8 Mile. There was a Papa Doc in 8 Mile.
Oh, I thought he was, yeah, doing that like old... Yeah. 90s rapper thing where you're
yeah.
like,
no, it was, I think it was
I'm
in 8 Mile.
Gaddafi, N-word.
I could be wrong, but Papa Nick, I love you. I'm sorry. I am so bad at Twitter. I don't understand it.
I like how she says bad. Like she tries. She just doesn't. She's like, I can barely handle Facebook.
I just leave Facebook and Instagram.
She doesn't care. She doesn't care like I care, Papa Nick.
Well, I need a lesson from you.
That sounded filthy. I need a lesson in sea worship.
So you brought up something.
Yes.
You brought up something to me when you drove me home from our last recording.
Yeah, yeah. You were very upset it didn't come out on the air.
Yeah,
I don't know
I
why this would have.
I don't know why it would have either, but you're also like twitching in your chair a little bit. I'm wondering if everything's okay.
I drank 1.5 coffee, so
okay.
I'll be holding in a bowel movement for the entirety of this recording.
You're not sitting on like a hemorrhoid pillow though, are you?
No, no. I would just be bouncing like a pogo stick if that were the case.
So you brought up...
And then you'd hear it pop halfway through because
yeah.
I'm a hefty man.
That would be the noise. So you brought up about when you were younger. sticking.
By younger, you mean 25.
By younger, like 2 days ago, sticking frozen.
I'll say it. I'll say it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'll say it, Dr. Giggles.
I'm sorry.
See, the people at home should be laughing because they're hearing you laugh.
Okay.
I hope that's how it works.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. This is like when, I know Lorne Michaels frowns upon it, but when they laugh on stage at SNL.
And everyone's like, yay!
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon can't keep it together.
Yeah, that was his whole shtick.
Yeah, it was always Fallon and Horatio Sanz. It could never
keep and it together. It's a cheap laugh, but I don't care.
But it's funny.
We're a stupid podcast. We have four listeners.
Yeah.
I'll take them anywhere I can get them.
Hey, what did Othello say?
4,000 listeners.
Yes, thank you. We love you, Othello.
Yeah, even though you left us.
Whore.
So, I was telling Eva on the way home, and this is what we talk about immediately after leaving, after banging out another successful show, and I told her that my mom and dad, when he was still around, but I think it's the same suppositories from when he was alive.
Well, I think we started talking about, like, our parents, and then hemorrhoids got into it because old people all have
old
hemorrhoids.
Old people love it.
Why do all old people get hemorrhoids?
Old people, like, hemorrhoids, they're beanie baby collecting. They just can't get enough of it. Like, got another H.
So then John told me.
Well, yeah, much like someone would keep Snickers in the fridge, my mom has continued on the proud Papa Giorgio tradition of keeping these Preparation H bullets. I guess they're suppositories, technically, but they look like something you'd stick into a Colt 45 revolver. They're massive. And once in a blue moon, when I got an itchy A, I never have had, ladies, so I can keep this sexy, I've never had the bundle of grapes thing that people have described. Like, I've never felt...
felt around.
Well, I've never... isn't it like if your hemorrhoid is bad enough, you reach back there and it feels like your eyeball flopped out of its socket and you're just like... ding-a-ling-a-ling.
I've heard from friends that it's like that, but it's also like a melted crayon, almost.
A melted what?
Like a crayon.
A what?
Crayon.
Like a cranberry?
No, like crayon. Oh, do you say crayon?
Yeah, me and the rest of the English-speaking world...
It's crayon.
A crayon? I've heard stupid people say crown before, but crayon?
All right, so it's like a melted piece
like
of like...
one letter off from grandmother?
It's like a melted gran.
Yeah.
So it's like a melted piece of wax almost.
Okay.
That like flops around, like you said.
So you could stick a wick in it, yes, and then sell it on Etsy.
Yes.
All right, so I've never had that, but once in a... Sometimes I just like, and as I've aged, I realize this is because I lived on 7-Eleven hot dogs while working. But like every time I'd go to the bathroom, it looked like a house of 1,000 corpses when I wiped. There was lots of blood. And so I was like, maybe this is a hemorrhoid, not realizing it's because I was pretty much passing concrete mix through my colon.
Basically.
And so
I'm no MD, but
yeah. So I would raid my mother's suppositories because that's like one of two things I refuse to buy at my local CVS. The other being my KY.
Well, I know where you get your KY because I've been with you to Harris Teeter before.
Yeah. I just nonchalantly drop it into my self-checkout.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I love the KY selection at Harris Teeter.
Well, Harris Teeter also seems to have a generic KY that I'm itching to try out. But I wound up buying name brand KY from Walmart a couple months ago, and I haven't worked my way through that bottle yet.
Walmart.
Walmart.
You really just like enunciated all your T's.
The
Walmart. I haven't worked
in
my way.
In high German, the Walmart.
The Walmart. So these suppositories.
They're sitting in the fridge in the butter compartment. So if you were drunk enough, you could pull one of these out and smear it on your toast. And then wonder why your lips were pursed the next day. So, yeah.
You didn't tell me they were in
butter compartment. They're not just sitting there like next to the ground chuck that's going to be tomorrow's burgers. They're sitting in the butter compartment, which also usually houses, because my mom is a psycho who's really like into religion and goes for the, if you do Greek Easter, they give you these dyed red eggs.
Oh, cool.
And she puts them in the butter compartment too.
Why?
And then they just sit and they dry throughout the year. And so they eventually look like those corpses that are just left on Everest. They like kind of half decayed, but they can only decay so far because it's just cold and anaerobic up there. That's what, yeah. So that is next to our butter, as well as things you put in your butthole. And so about three times in my early to mid-20s, I was like, this is the gayest thing I've ever done. Little did I know. And I pretty much raped myself with an icicle. And what I didn't tell you is one time...
I can't handle this.
Yeah, so I shoved this frigid thing in my ass and then would like sprint off and just be like, get in there, oh, you're cold. And one time I put it in and it plopped out after thawing a bit. And I just pulled it off the carpet and went right back in the chute.
You just blew it off like the hot dog, poo drops on The Simpsons.
I 5-second ruled the suppository. And of course, it was already melty, so nothing blew off it. And I was like, it's going in your ass. It's the dirtiest part on you.
Oh, my God.
What does it matter? And so right back in my Rupitsky, it went.
You 5-second rule.
Yeah.
The suppository.
My S-pause. That's what those cool kids call it.
I literally... That is so funny.
Yeah, so we, as soon as we left, you're like, you have to include that in the outline.
I did, because I was like crying laughing.
As you were today.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
You're very brave to show that on air.
Oh, man. You know, if I actually had enemies, they've got 500 hours worth of material at this point. They could just go through this site and just...
Just find anything.
Quick, get me another notebook. I've run out of pages. Oh, the ammo. I just pass out for free.
Yeah.
I wanted to start the show. I mean, we had to do that first, obviously. But yes. I wanted to start the show telling you a story about Craigslist finally betraying me.
Okay.
After all these years.
Okay.
For those that don't know, who aren't my IRL friends, I love...
What's IRL?
In real life. If you were on Twitter, you'd know that.
Oh.
God damn simpleton.
Sorry.
Analog fool.
Sorry.
It's okay. No, it's not. So, I love buying stuff on Craigslist. I love selling things on Craigslist. I advertise my real business. I was about to say IRL again, but didn't want you befuddled twice.
What?
They let you advertise your business for free on Craigslist. It's great. I've made untold thousands through it.
Your company?
Through just my company. But I also live to buy used Skylanders, used Nintendo 3DSs, used Amiibos. Xboxes, Amiibos. I buy all, well, not so much that. Market's a little too hot on that.
Can I just say that every time I see John, we basically go to... the Chinese bakery and sample things.
Shilla. And I believe Shilla's Korean.
Oh, Korean. I thought it was Chinese.
I don't know what they are. What is this, a quiz? They're yellow.
Oh, okay. John! So we basically go there and eat all their free samples for about 20 minutes.
Yes.
And then one of us caves and buys like the cheapest.
No, one of us. Get the hell out of here.
I've bought twice. You've bought once.
I'll explain really fast before we get to my story, my Craigslist story. Shilla Bakery is a chain throughout the Northern Virginia region. I think they're Korean. I don't know how good they're good, but in a weird way. It's not like honest to God white people fattening donuts.
The savory isn't good.
Oh, their savory items are disgusting.
But the sweet is good.
I had the diarrhea of my life eating a savory pizza.
You have a diarrhea of your life story like every other day.
I'm lucky.
This is why you have the suppositories.
Why I weigh 94 pounds.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're a little more committed to the laxative, you'd be a size zero as well, buddy.
That's why
I can fit into my gowns.
It's a bakery, and I just brought it up because John and I go there occasionally.
They have tons of cut-up samples.
Yes.
And as much as you would expect, like at an Asian place, they'd just stare at you and then scream like the same way they do in 80s movies where you grab one of their magazines in the 7-Elevens they own.
Right.
And they're like, this isn't a library.
Yeah.
You can just walk around and eat samples.
Why did they say it like that? Yeah. Yeah. Shaka.
You walk around from sample to sample that people have obviously licked their fingers clean and then stuck their hand in the next pie.
Or
people
put up their butt
into it
as a suppository.
Yeah, frozen and inserted rectally and then popped back into the bin. But it's, you just walk around, you eat 500 calories worth of crap in, I don't know, what, 3 minutes?
Yeah.
Like, we do it to the point it doesn't even look pleasant. We're just like, here's some that's untouched, quickly, while their heads are turned, and then we just eat mammoth bread or
Well, remember last
custard.
Time, I was like, we're not even enjoying this right
no,
now.
No,
we're just shoving food in our mouths.
Yeah, even, because you look at the samples and you're like, I don't even think I'll like this, but it's free.
Yeah.
And sure enough, you don't. And then I'll eat it again the next time. I'll even remember it. It's like, oh, that one I hated. Mm.
I'll try that again.
Yeah.
But the reason I brought this up is because that shopping center has a GameStop in it. And anytime John and I go on a drive, we go to a GameStop.
Well, I'm only at the GameStop so much recently because for the last month, their Toys to Life section, Skylanders and Amiibos, has been buy three, get them all 50% off.
But we have to go every time we're in the car together.
That wears off the 20th.
And you literally, like, won't even tell me. Like, we'll decide to go get lunch.
Yeah.
And we get lunch. And then all of a sudden you're like, well, we need to make a quick stop. I don't know why that was your voice.
Well, I say that, and then I go, a GameStop. And I wink at you. And that's how I say it every time.
Yeah, and then a GameStop. Wink.
Yeah, you make me sound like hanging with a gay friend who takes you out and then he's like, oh, and now we're going to cruise for an hour. And apparently we're in the 70s where gay men don't pick each other up off of Grindr.
Yeah.
Cruising.
They just go cruising.
We're going to go through the park and see if anyone is masturbating under a raincoat of some sort, and then I'll call you in 20 minutes using a payphone because it's the 70s.
So that is how John spends a lot of his internet time is Amiibo selling and Craigslist.
Buying and selling. It's just pure side cash. I have untold collections of video games worth hundreds upon hundreds of dollars that cost me not a cent. And I've actually profited off of them. And I mean, at this point, I've met maybe 200 people off of Craigslist just to, again, buy things from them, sell things. The worst thing that had ever happened up until a couple days ago was like one day a guy sold me a dead Wii. And it came with so many games that I still made money. So I didn't even care.
Well, I would care about that. How much did you pay?
I bought a huge stack of games along with the Wii and a ton of controllers for like $150. And I think even with the dead Wii, when I broke it up, I made like $200. And I kept a couple titles I wanted.
All right.
That's the whole thing. Keep a couple games, make a profit. I drive all around for my day job. So typically I just tie these people into where I'm driving. I don't even want to waste the gas miles. That's how cheap I am and cunning when it comes to bucks. So a couple of days ago, a guy hits me up. And I've been trying to sell for the 3DS Mario Kart 7.
Okay.
Mario titles are usually hot movers, so I was not very happy that at $20, intensely reasonable, mind you, this had been sitting around for a couple of weeks. So finally, someone comes to their senses, quite frankly, and says, I'm going to take this off your hands. And I say, that is great. We agree to meet at the local mall, not the GameStop Shilla Bakery Mall, but Fair Oaks. And I'm like, text me when you're about 20 minutes out. I'll drive out there. And he replies with, sorry, I'll call you. I don't text and drive, smiley face.
I don't text and drive either.
Really? I thought we just did like 2 minutes ago.
Shut up. My parents might listen to this.
Oh, I thought I had to do a parole, but okay.
Right.
So I'm like, what a queer mouth, but okay, fine. All right, Charlie Square works for me. So sure enough, he calls and he's like, I'm 10 minutes out.
Such
meet me
good
there.
Good name for a character. Charlie Square.
Hi, it's me, Charlie Square.
Hi, I'm Charlie Square.
Like, here's more.
Yeah.
So Charlie Square shows up and he's just this like blonde bearded white guy. Like,
ooh, a blonde beard.
Oh, yeah, almost.
Get out of here.
It gets worse. Almost strawberry blonde.
Oh!
Yeah, he looks exactly like the gay couple, the one that's actually gay in Modern Family. He was a dead ringer for that guy.
Really?
Yeah. So I pull up.
I hate beards on men that don't have black hair.
Oh, yeah, no. It
just doesn't make sense. Black or brown hair.
No, it should just look like angry pubes all over your face. I mean, I guess it does in their case, but their pubes are disgusting too. Gross white people. So I pull up, and he looks legit enough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're meeting someone from Craigslist, it's just like, is this guy going to like take the game and sprint? That's all I care about. Okay. I'm like, he looks like a sedentary father. I think I'm all set. So we sit down. And he pulls out his 3DS. And I'm like, really, dude? You're going to test the game? It's $20. Live a little.
Right.
So he tests and it works. I'm not some insane little jipper. So we get to talking. And he's going on about his love of Nintendo. And it was right after Satoru Iwata, president of Nintendo, he had died earlier that day. And so
R.I.P.
I was even like, how about the death of Iwata-san? And he's like, oh, that's a shame. That guy made some great games. And I'm like, we go on and on for like 10 minutes. He's saying the games are for his kids, so I felt a little creepy. But we're shooting the breeze for like 10 minutes. And I'm like, say yes to the universe. I'm all positive. I'm like, this is weird as hell. Like, that's what negative John would say. I'm just jawing with this guy. He's like, I'm a web programmer. I have a family. You know, I do nothing with my life. I play games like a child.
I meet men at Fair Oaks Mall.
I meet strangers off Craigslist. And I'm going with it. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to expand my universe. And it all backfires so horribly.
What happened? What happened?
So about 15 minutes in, I'm not exaggerating. He goes, well, John, I feel like we have a connection. I feel like everyone that I meet, it's because they were supposed to be in my world. Like,
oh, he's one of those.
We're supposed to meet. It's
oh,
destined.
He's one of those.
And I'm like, oh, there's no positive way this ends at this point.
No, not at all.
He already gave me the money, so I'm like, I guess it can't go too bad, but a boom of some sort is about to be lowered. And he's like, how are you in relation to Jesus Christ? And my eyes kind of go a little wide because it's one thing to have someone come to your door, and frankly, like Mormons and Jehovah's Witnesses, I don't get the whole tormenting of them. They're usually very respectful.
Are you kidding me? They're like the nicest people ever. My mom always gives them water and food.
Yeah, I'm just like...
She like asks for their allergies.
Oh, what, so she can poison them with peanuts?
Yeah, basically.
Break the tips off their EpiPens and send them on their way.
Just put, like, literally put some peanut butter in the EpiPen.
Just banging Jif into your thigh.
Yeah. Aw, so, did you know my mom chooses Jif?
Yes.
She's a choosy mom.
Choosy moms. So, my heart sinks. And
oh, my goodness.
He starts in with the whole, well, we're only going one of two places. And that's the way of all flesh. We all die, and we wind up in heaven or hell. And the only way to get to heaven is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I'm at this point, I'm just like, why, like a normal person, couldn't you have been like, look, I'm actually gay. I've got 15 spare minutes. Do you want to make another $20 and suck me off? Like, I would have been like, oh, that's rich. Not for me, but hilarious.
Do you think that people like this person that you're saying, just a quick side note, like, do you think he could have read you? You're not religious.
Not in the least.
Okay.
I know
that about you, but some of the listeners don't.
I was when I was a child. And then I grew up Catholic. About it more. And then the more I thought about it, and again, not to offend anyone else's beliefs.
Right.
This is just how I grew. I was like, where my dad died and my mom was like, she's older, so she clung to religion all of a sudden, got really religious because she's like, I want to see my husband again someday. I just realized the randomness of the universe, and like, we're so obviously just gone and we rot, and that's that. I mean,
if that's what you believe in, that's fine, but how come this guy couldn't read that about you? Were you placating him a little bit?
I think I just know, like a stripper knows how to talk. Like, you see me typically, and you're like, John's a quiet guy. I don't really see him work a room that much.
Right.
But when money's involved, and I think I can get more money from you.
You have that immigrant.
Oh, my. Because he was like, well, you said you sell things on Craigslist a lot, and I buy a lot of video games. Oh, I was very friendly with this man.
If I were a rich man.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was charming.
Right.
So I probably seemed receptive, but the instant he busted that out, I'm not saying this to sound like hyper offended or anything, but it was like a punch to the gut. I was really like, whoa, where the hell did that come from?
Right.
It was,
right.
And this will sound weird to religious people because they're going to just be like, dude, he's just trying to save your soul. Stop being a big fat pussaroo about it.
I don't think anyone religious listens to this show anyway.
Oh, no, my good friend Chris does.
Oh, never mind.
He's very religious.
Love you, Chris.
Love you, Missy, buddy. And I just, it felt so weird and inappropriate to me. It felt so inappropriate.
Well, he shouldn't, you know what the argument about that is? Like, if someone like you who isn't religious bestows your ideas on someone that is, I feel like a lot of times that feels offensive to them. But if they do it to you and you say that offended me,
yeah,
then everyone's like, what? How can that offend him? He's a...
I'm just very live and let live.
He's a Christ puncher.
Yeah, like if I see someone hyper-religious, I'll never walk up to them and be like, I think your whole bag is
BS.
Oh,
I never would. I'm absolutely jealous of people that have faith.
Oh, yeah. It seems pretty sweet, don't it?
I mean...
I was much happier when I did.
I was too. To believe in something that strongly, to me...
Now I'm just like, 7 years of this stupid podcast. I'm almost 35. I'll never be famous. And then I'll die.
Yeah, but someone that has faith, like, that's something to envy. I mean, I don't know, in my mind. I don't have it. You don't have it.
No. But it then gets worse because he...
What happened?
So I then pull out the... I'm like, I'll cut you off at the pass, buddy. Don't sweat it. I was baptized. We're all good. And this is where he really starts to get under my skin.
Okay.
Because, like... I'm Greek Orthodox. I'm baptized Greek Orthodox, according to my people, who, I'm sorry, are only the oldest goddamn church out there, you effing upstarts. Oh, I'm Episcopalian. Who gives an S? Who gives a crap? You're the Tennessee Titans of religion. You're the Jaguars. You're an expansion team.
I was about to say that.
You aren't the goddamn Packers.
You beat me to that.
Yeah. I'll give some of you Ravens, maybe. You got a couple of bowls and a good 15 years under your belt.
The Ravens are like the Presbyterians.
Yeah.
Yeah, or the Protestants.
They've done little something in
their brief time. Yeah, they've done a little something.
But you're nothing to me.
They've got some followers.
You're nothing.
Yeah.
I've got pictures of me in a leather helmet. What do you have? Ray Lewis stabbing a man? You're nothing.
So then what happened?
So he then explains that unless I was rebaptized in the faith, I'm still going to hell.
Wait, in the faith?
He's born again.
Oh, okay. So
I was then told you have to be born again in the church. And for anyone that listens to the show and thinks that I'm like this fierce firebrand and I'll stand up in this guy's face, I couldn't have had like bigger vulva during this whole exchange because I say nothing to offend him. Like, who knows what's going on in this dude's head?
Right.
I'm just like, okay. And I just switch tact again. And I'm like, I've done that too. And he's like, oh, you've been rebaptized? He's just kind of believing anything I say at this point. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm born again. I'm good with Jesus. And then he starts. Oh, yeah, exactly. Look at me. Do I look like someone who's good with Jesus? He could have been like, say one biblical verse, and I'd be like, what is the one with the guy with the rainbow wig? Is that John 3:13? I'd have been like Austin 3:16. How's that?
Just recite a commandment if someone asks you to do that.
Yeah. Thou shalt not proselytize over a Mario cartridge. But so I somehow, after 10 more awkward minutes... This is the hardest $20 I've ever made in my life, by the way.
Said the prostitute on the corner.
Yeah. And I'm finally just like, somehow he either realized I wasn't buying it or he somehow really thought I was down with the J-Man. And he shakes my hand and I'm free to go. But I felt like just a woman would when she meets a guy at a bar. And there's chemistry there.
Mm-hmm.
And they drink and they talk.
Okay.
and they bond over the course of a night. And in the back of your head, you're like, this is like magic. This is like what I've heard about. And then he turns to you when the ugly lights go on and he just says, well, all right, your place or mine. And you're like, oh,
yeah.
He just wanted to dump one in me the whole time.
He just wanted to spread his seed.
But we had something?
Yeah.
Just all five question marks typed out after that.
Something?
Yeah.
Like a really like something? I think for your safety.
So cheap and used.
For your safety, since I love you as one of my very best friends, I think you need...
Carve a swastika in my head like Charles Manson so no one ever tries that again.
No, I think you need to... Like, you're going to hear from this guy again. I guarantee it. So you need to, like, keep your eye out.
I will do that.
Does he have your email?
Oh, he has my phone number,
He has your phone number. Keep your eye out, man.
Oh, I saved the email so I can sniff out what number it is, but not before I answer the phone.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to be like, Hercules, safe and lock. And he'll be like, John, it's me from the other... And I'm like, oh, son of a bitch.
Curses.
Oh, you nefarious Christmonger.
Keep... I've abandoned my boy.
Bastard from a basket. We got to watch that again sometime.
Yeah.
So that's my story.
That is scary and creepy. And for some reason, I just want to know what area of Fair Oaks you were outside of.
We were outside of the Cheesecake Factory where I do all of my transactions. It's the easiest access to benches. Yeah.
I knew it. I just wanted you to say it.
Oh, yeah. Outside the,
and then I got a slice.
Outside the old CF. Well, yeah. You have to treat yourself every time you...
Treat. Self.
Treat. Yeah. Every time you survive one of those transactions.
I knew that you were outside of the...
1,500 calorie slice.
I knew you were outside of the CF.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm going to go in for a serving of jambalaya. Give me my 3,200 calories. I love the portions of that place. They're disgusting. They're just measured in pounds. They're like, would you like the 2 pounds of pasta or the 4 pounds of pasta?
Can we weigh you first?
Yeah.
Step on the scale so we can see how much you can handle.
They do a before and after so you know how well you've eaten.
Oh.
You walk up and it's like you're 240 pounds and you come out and it's 248 and they're like,
golf clap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like the witch fattening up Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah.
I really, and this is where I'm going to sound like so libquay, and I'm not, I don't want it to come off that way. It like screwed with my sleep. I was so shaken that night. I was just like, where does he get off? And it's like, you have to understand from his point of view, he's just trying to save one soul at a time.
He's just trying to help you.
Yeah.
And that's really, like, no jokes aside, he was like trying to save you.
Yeah, and I guess on his part, it was gutsy too. He doesn't know if I was going to knock his teeth out his asshole after hearing that. Look at me. I should have just been like, I'm Jewish as all hell. He wouldn't have known. It would have made more sense than me saying I'm Christian.
You're not Jewish.
Do I not look the part? For the love of God. Outside of me sitting in a Hollywood director's chair. Come on. I could look more Jewy.
You do look so Jewish.
Oh, I look so Jewish. Just say it.
Me too.
Oh, get out of here. You look like one of those German actresses from like 1933 who killed herself because they harassed her Jewish lover.
They shaved my head in the square.
Yeah.
Because I slept with a Nazi.
Oh, I forgot what Kraut actress did that. She just had this Jewish beau and they were being mean to her. And of course, in typical dramatic Germanic fashion, she just like opens her veins in the tub. She's like, no, be nice to Hiram.
Yeah. No, they used to, never mind, I don't know where I'm going with this.
All right.
I'm sorry, it's
that
late.
That should be the title of the show.
I'm sorry.
We're recording this at 8 p.m. on a Friday.
It's late.
We're doing this out of habit.
I worked, every day this week from 9 to 4. That's a really long day for me.
You have, Now you have to tell us what you did. You brought it up on air.
Oh, that was me. I teach kids.
Not out of her mouth either.
Yeah, I teach kids theater. I don't know. What's more to say?
Well, we can tell the whole story of your little performance. Do you like how I diminished it, calling it your little performance?
Yeah, right.
You're like this classically trained actress and you should be on Broadway. And instead, tell us about your little performances in Chantilly.
Yeah, tell us about it. I don't know, the kids.
Tell us about your little performance because you're a big F up.
I don't know. It's a company I work for, and we teach kids how to storyboard and write, and they wrote their own show, and they put the show on today. John missed it. He was going
to
come.
Well, you told me where to go.
But then you got distracted by a cat.
It was Frying Pan Park. We can explain what Frying Pan Park is. It's a functional farm.
Let's not say the name of the company or...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I didn't say that.
Okay.
So it's a functional park. Skillet Park. And at Skillet Park, they, no love for that one? I thought it was clever. You can walk around. We did, was it school trips? If you lived in the area, was it a school trip every year there?
Oh,
or was it a scout
definitely
trip every
went,
year there?
I definitely went on Girl Scout trips and school trips there, learned how to milk a cow.
Oh, I never got to do that.
Because you're in GT. They only let those stupid kids go. Like
they
me.
Taught us how to order the stupid kids how to milk our cows. That's right.
That's
it's all right. Coming
That's
back.
Okay. You're going to work for us someday. But it's this beautiful park. It's, you know.
Well, there's animals. You're selling
everywhere.
It short. There's little livestock running around.
There's goats and chickens and.
Goats and.
You there's said, goats. And
there's
chickens.
A goat, and you give the
and
goat
then you
the root
give the
roll.
Goat the quaalude and put it in the Kodak.
There you go.
But there's cows, there's goats, there's like nature trails. So
I pulled into the wrong entrance of all this.
Yes,
and
but,
I wound up at the animal entrance.
You and I think John saw a kitty cat and got
no.
Dis-
I first
got
off-
distracted.
Okay, so first thing I pull up,
and you saw, I just imagine you chasing after it, trying to catch it, like the cat, the old cat lady you
I'll
are.
Tell you everything I did.
Okay,
tell you. So Eva says, pull up to Frying Skillet Park, and. You're going to go to the visitor center. So I take the entrance closest to where I drive up. Makes sense so far.
Right.
And I see like a bunch of kids sitting out. And there's like two people teaching, but they look much younger than us. But one of them's a blonde girl. So I'm like, is that Eva? Maybe. I don't know. She looks like 12, but sure, could be. So
Eva's much fatter than that.
Well, your word's not. So at first, like a creep, I kind of just like circle around these kids.
Ew.
Like I'm cruising.
Ew.
Word of the day.
Yeah.
And I feel very weird about it, but I guess I wasn't so bad because none of the mothers seemed alerted to my mother. Seemed alerted
mother.
To my presence.
None of the mothers.
So I try texting you to no avail. And at this point, I'm already 5 minutes into your performance, which you said was very brief.
Right.
So after a while, actually inspired by you, because you make fun of all of us fat suburbanites. And you're like... Back in New York, how every story you ever tell starts.
Shut up. I miss it, okay?
Oh, that one drew blood. I'm sorry.
I miss it.
So
I lived there a long time.
You said a lot. Back in New York, I used to just walk everywhere. And it's disgusting to me that like my dad will pull up to one store in the mall and then get in his car to drive four stores down. Yeah. And
what's the point?
Yeah. You're
just walk.
You're like, I'm going to hoof it. So I'm like... Screw it, I'll hoof it. She's right. And I cut through the functional farm area. And immediately there's like pigs rutting in the mud.
I know.
And I'm like, that's amazing. It's a pig. It's like a live pig. So I look at my watch and I'm like, oh, it's another 2 minutes. So I walk inside the barn.
I'm imagining this in my head.
Wait, I got the...
okay, sorry.
I got it chronologically incorrect.
Okay, sorry.
So I walk past the pigs, but like I slow down.
Yeah.
Like you're looking at a hot girl out of the corner of your eye, but like I'm a hornball, but I'm going to say this. Hot women, you have nothing on just seeing an animal. Like it could be Kate Upton with like Justin Verlander's load on her chest from the fappening. And I'd still be like, get out of the way. There's a baby goat, you bitch. So I walk past the pigs and I'm like, keeping that in mind for later. And then I walk past a bunny coop and it has the sign of money on it, like a little wooden cutout.
The my kids I taught this week named them Fat Boy, Fat Neck, and Joey. Did you see the one with the big fat neck?
Well, no. I took a hilarious picture because in the bunny coop starts parading around a chicken. So I'm like, well, this might delay me a minute or two, but it's going on Reddit and we're going to get some traction. So I take a picture of like a chicken in the bunny coop next to the bunny picture. And I'm already thinking of like what witty caption I'll come up with for the photo.
You're like, no mind the Eva show.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, this is just, this is all
the way. I don't care about one of my oldest friends and what she's doing.
I'm walking toward her. This has to be toward where she's doing the show.
Yeah.
So I keep going and then there's a bigger chicken coop. And I'm like,
oh yeah, the big
fancy chickens. These are the slummy, bald, weird chicken I saw.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And then out pops the first cat. And like little kids are just chasing after the cat and the cat's sprinting away.
But did you start giggling and then like get all excited?
Well, I'm like, ooh, what's this cat's story? If it could talk, what it would have to say. So I keep going on and then I hit
what... You just were Kathy Comic.
What just...
If that cat could talk, what would it say?
That's my autobiography. Yeah. If these cats could talk. So I keep walking and I just see like what looks like the field of dreams, like just solid green and no way to cut through it to what I'm assuming is where your performance is. And I see like there's a tractor just pulling 20 grubby little kids. And I'm like, oh, this place is like a pedophile's dream. Like, and I'm walking around like unsure of myself, where I'm going. So it looks like I'm just following kids around.
And you were shirtless too.
And turgid. That's just how I get when I smell manure. My wires are messed up.
Immediately, just shirt off.
Oh yeah, I just pulled it off. Yeah, just short denim and like a bandana. Yeah. Like a sporty golden retriever. And just a piece of hay in my mouth.
Sweet.
Yeah. And after a while, the girls just pass me some lemonade to pour down my pectorals. So I hit what looks like the end of the road. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to track back to my car and drive down there. And now it's like 3:40. Yeah. And you said your performance was A, short, and B, started at 3:30.
That's like a 3-minute play that these like fourth graders wrote.
Exactly. They're not...
But it was amazing.
They're not exactly doing
it. They did a great job.
Aunt Mame or whatever.
Yeah, Auntie Mame.
Auntie Mame. Our American cousin. Sorry. It's one of two plays I know.
Yeah.
Because Lincoln was killed to it. So I start walking back. And at this point, I'm like, I don't think the toothpaste is going back in the tube. I'm pretty sure the ship has sailed. So I walk back to the pig pen.
You were such a little kid.
And as soon as I walk to the pig pen, out of the corner of my eye, here's where it all falls apart. I see cat number two. And cat number two is like tiny, but not in an undeveloped way.
Yeah.
Like it looks like cat that drank too much coffee growing up tiny.
Okay.
And I'm like, you are precious. And so I walk in.
Precious.
And cat number two gets really defensive, little munchkin cat. And I'm like,
because he's defending the animals in the barn. He's a barn cat.
Yeah. And he's like looking for how he's going to run past me. And I'm like, I'm not sitting here like, you know, a free safety and you got past our line. Like, go past me. I'm not trying to juke you, buddy.
Yeah.
And after like 5 seconds of tweaking back and forth, he goes boom right past me. I'm like, I wanted to see the midget cat. So I turn around and then I see like a huge thing of goats. So for like 10 seconds, I'm just like banging on the wood. I'm like, goats, 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 goats. But they're just eating hay and they don't acknowledge me. I'm like, well, nuts to you, goats. This is why you are the symbol of the Satanist, because you aren't a follower like the lamb is. You're just doing your own thing.
Yeah.
You're the cats of the wool world.
Yeah, you are.
So I turn around and then there's like more pigs that weren't outside.
They're everywhere.
And I'm just like, pigs, pigs, pigs. And I'm chanting pigs over and over. And then I finally walked to my car.
That'll do, pig.
That'll do. And after a while, I'm like, you know, the normal mental checklist after you've seen barn animals, you're like, well, vegetarian for life again for the next week, check. Coming back here because it's awesome, check. And then I go.
Maybe going to see my friend's show, check.
Yeah, that was a week check. That was like a...
That was like a highlighter check.
A check squin mark?
Yeah.
If you will. And I get to my car, and then there's like traffic just going to the other side of the farm. And I'm like, oh, I think I'm late now. I'm only gambling on the kids having been crazy as little Squatto the cat. I'm like, that's my one chance here. Like, if the kids were just unruly and it took them a while to sit down. And like, as I'm walking up finally after parking, I'm just seeing kids teeming out of this building. I'm like,
yeah, I miss it.
Okay. I hope the pigs were worth it.
Yeah.
They were.
Then you just sauntered in.
And I sauntered in. Yes. Well, because I'm like, all I need to do is appear so I get friend credit.
Right.
Because I said I'd go.
No, I really appreciate that.
And at first I was like, how realistically can I feign having to work at the last second?
Sorry.
And then I'm like, not very. So then I drive there, and then the farm animals took care of the rest.
I understand. And then my dad shook her hand in that way that he does where he like slaps it but doesn't look you in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, John, how are you?
Yeah.
He gave hey, how you doing?
His soul brother handshake.
Yeah.
T-Bone, we call him.
I do appreciate you coming, though.
Well, thank you. Yes. I'm glad I got friend credit.
You do get friend credit. Very good friend credit. And I'm glad you got to see some animals.
Oh, I just we're going back.
Like, all day long, I just kept imagining you, like, ever since I saw you, just seeing cats and being like,
no, there's two different cats.
Yeah.
It was great. I'm sure there's more.
Oh, there was like, there. Are you kidding me? There's like 20 cats.
Oh,
yeah.
So hard.
But I just imagine you like them wrapped all over you, like a big, huge, like Louis the 14th, like big pelt.
That dog's got a puffy tail.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was me.
It's your giant cat pelt.
Immediately, I was texting the chick, and I'm like, we have to come to the petting zoo farm thing.
Oh, she'll love it. You
and
should bring
like,
her.
What brought that up? And I was, nothing. Just occurred to me.
Yeah. Oh, you got to bring her. And
of
there's,
course.
Like, nature trails. I brought the kids, me and Miss Anna.
I could bring her, but I could also just wait until she goes with her Girl Scout troop.
Right, because you date young chicks.
Yes.
To watch Baby Einstein.
Well, I don't know if she can watch. She appreciates the colors.
What's her favorite color?
Right now, we're in a magenta phase.
Oh, are we?
It was turquoise. It's hard to keep up.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
It changes day to day.
Every few weeks, it's a new lunchbox.
What's her favorite shape?
Star. Is star a shape? Yes. She likes star.
Star is a shape. Star of day.
She's blonde, so that's her least favorite shape. We've done a bit of show.
We have done.
We got 10 more minutes.
Okay.
I'm going to let you choose your own adventure.
Okay.
Just like the books my girlfriend reads again because she's young.
That she gets in McKay's books.
She gets them at the library in her school.
Okay.
Don't be stupid.
Don't be an idiot.
Yeah.
She doesn't have money.
She gets that.
She doesn't have a job.
She just gets that.
She gets an allowance.
The rectangular hardbound Garfield books.
She also hates Mondays and loves lasagna.
Ambivalent regarding Odie.
Yes.
So, going to let you pick one of two stories
okay.
to bring us home with.
Okay.
And I think we'll, like, go so quickly, we'll probably need both. But you never know.
You never know.
Option one.
Yes.
I want to kind of talk Taylor Swift and how she came to D.C. this week.
Yes.
And she is such a big act. While other bands cannot sell out, like, local 1,200-person venues, like the 930 Club.
Right.
Taylor Swift.
Is that how big the 930 Club is?
I pull that number so out of my ass. I'm just trying to think.
Just like the suppository.
It might be, yeah.
That's what we call
melted. Callback.
Yeah.
Melted and covered in fuzz.
Yeah. A cold Greek suppository.
Yeah, exactly. We just make it out of rolled feta. And freeze it. Just crumbling out of your ass and onto a salad. So she sells out Nats Park, a goddamn ballpark, at least the first night. Fairly sure she sold it out both nights. Amazing. Local news covers it both nights.
I remember 99.5 like giving away. Now
I'm talking the 11 o'clock news was doing bits
on
it.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Insane. people posting on Facebook the signs they were making for the Taylor Swift concert. Insanity.
I really like her. And I also like that you just showed me the, before we started this, the video.
Now we got bad blood. Used to be mad love. Yeah.
Bandits don't fit boom. But I just saw John just showed me the video.
Just.
John just showed me the video.
It's me, Tiva Crickson.
Yes, before we started the podcast, and I'm in love. I'll probably watch it about 30 times tonight.
Oh, of course. You have to.
I love her, though. I do.
I, as a man, don't like admitting when I was wrong. The fact that I didn't want to lick mousse off of her ass cheeks since day one, I was very wrong, world. That woman,
she's gorgeous.
Exquisite.
Is that because she was like boyfriendy, like, oh, I'm gonna date this guy? And
she seemed kind of inane. She seemed very prissy. She was going through one famous guy after another, and of course I'm sick of that uptown girl. And I'm just thinking,
she's been living in her uptown world. It's Christy Brinkley.
Why is it
she dating down to Billy Joel?
Why isn't she blowing my mechanic penis? That's what goes through my noggin. So yeah, she just, and all of a sudden she seems like quirky. She I think is just a master marketer. Don't get me wrong. I think she is still like an evil ice bitch, but she's so cunning that I love it even more.
I also think that she probably has a really good team behind her.
Yeah.
And she also matured a little bit. I mean, that sounds like the teacher.
Well,
me.
I mean, she is so just refined, even on not just a stage level, like her stage presence and the package that she puts out when she does a live show or
right.
a video or anything, where you're just like, God, that is entertainment to a T.
Yeah.
She just does it to the nines. She, I think, is just on an interpersonal level, like, so alpha bitch at this point. There was a dude that I used to work with at TOP, Mike. I'm not going to say his last name. Mike posts a picture of him arm around Taylor Swift from, I guess she was working, he said, the Vibe Room at the Nats Park. And she looks like just a wax statue of her, perfect hot. And then he tells the story of how this photo happened. And he's like, she was, you know, kind of talking to everyone in the room, and I sat back trying to, you know, be chill about it, and we make eye contact, and she just walks over, and she's like, so, what's your story? And he's like, I was trying to be cool. And she goes, oh, is that what that was? And then just pulls him up for a photo. I mean, she just sounds so cool. She sounds so just, she runs it.
I mean,
nothing's bigger than her right now.
I think she knows exactly what she's doing.
Yes.
I think she's very smart.
This is not a segment, by the way. We're both just like S-ing
Taylor
Swift.
Yeah, we're both
D.
just like wanting to make out with Taylor Swift.
Here are
TS
the reasons
right
she's the best.
I think she has a really, really, really excellent team behind her. And I will give them that in terms of producers, in terms of publicists, in terms of agents, in terms of writers, but I also think she's just a savvy young lady.
Oh, she is everything I'm envious of, not just because she has sex with John Mayer. No.
Ew. Ugh. Does that mean she has AIDS? ugh, John Mayer, Jesus.
Yes, but not full-blown. So,
don't get me started on him.
What was I saying? I completely brain farted at this point. Oh, why I'm jealous of her. She's one of those stories where it's like a person who's 12 and they're like, Daddy, I want to be a country star and we're moving to Nashville.
Yeah.
And she's sending out demo tapes at like 15.
Right.
I can't send out tweets to people that could advance our career at 34.
I don't
even
know.
Too busy looking at porn.
I don't even know how to use Twitter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You had some drive. You had some idea.
I still have drive, but it's just like because of an unfortunate incident that happened to me, I'm back here now.
You had your breast shot off.
My breasts were shot off in the Great War of 2014 in New York.
They call it a double Amazoning.
Yeah, they do. So now I'm back here and I'm kind of picking up together, but I still have drive. But you're right. Like, I wasn't.
When I was human. That's all you have to say. I'm a human being.
But when I was 12 years old, I knew I wanted to be an actress, but I still wasn't like, "Mommy, drive me to New York City so I can audition. Mom, get me an agent."
And if you want to know what a passive lump I am, I grew up worshiping Don and Mike and Howard Stern. Didn't occur to me until 25 that I could just be the idiot on the radio too.
Right, right.
Like, your dream was Broadway, far off. I dreamed of being on JFK 10 miles down the road. Like, just a dumpy office building that I walked by in passing. I was like, I can't enter that. It's sacred ground. That's how little I think of myself.
You know who's another kid that was like Taylor Swift but just went the wrong way, for me at least?
Who?
Is Bieber. He was also one of those kids that was like, sending out demo tapes at 8 years old, putting himself on YouTube, doing stuff like that. But now he's like, his head is just...
Well, you know, it's happened to Bieber.
It's like his penis just like shot up into his head, and now it's like he thinks he's Kanye, and like he's just an idiot.
Here's the problem. Men are creeps that want to screw really young girls. So when Taylor Swift broke and she was 17... every guy was like, please, at 18 soon.
Okay.
Or visit at Mississippi with me. Either or, doesn't matter.
So then what's the difference with Bieber?
Difference with Bieber is when you're 16 and a dude, you know, who wants to F you? 10-year-old girls.
Hmm.
And that Ravens cheerleader that's going to prison for a long time.
Good.
His whole sex appeal had to shift, and it never worked.
Huh.
He had to bail on his screaming 10-year-olds because is he going to be 18 and singing sex songs to little kids?
So now he's doing like the tattoo, like I'm such a badass. Like,
yeah. He in 2 years has had to go from your little kid had my poster on my wall and now I'm here to bang you, Mom.
Huh.
Whereas Taylor Swift
has just,
since day one, it's every guy from 12 to 80 who's like, I tie one off in Taylor Swift like that.
Huh. It's really hard for men.
Yeah.
It's such a hard life.
And as she gets older, guys now can just be more and more open about it. Like, she's 25 now. I'm not even a pervert. It's retroactive like that.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I remember some hockey player, I forgot how it was part of an interview or the interview's conclusion, or it started at the beginning of the interview, and this was just the interview's leitmotif, I believe is the term. He was just like, is Taylor Swift 18 yet? Is Taylor Swift 18 yet? And at the time, I was just, that guy was like, that's Nostradamus of puss over there. Because like, I saw her, and I was like, who gives an S about this curly-haired poodle bitch? This barefooted country Louis the 14th puffarooski hair? I don't care. And now...
Oh, I hated that hair.
Oh! Yeah,
she's really, like, revamped her image.
Oh, God, she's so
with the red
now.
Lips.
Oh, those red whore blondie lips.
Oh, my God. Okay, you're, like, twirling your mustache right now.
Well, and I've got my palms on my nippies.
Yeah, we need to calm down.
This is just my foreplay.
Yeah.
Handlebar play... working the nips like some Atari 2600 joysticks.
On my nips.
Blasting my nips.
On my nips.
Oh, we didn't even get to do our Caitlyn Jenner segment. Do you want to do it? No, you want to go home.
I'm tired.
Oh, you're a sleepy baby. Little sleepy baby.
I'm a little sleepy baby, and I got to see cute tune. I am cute tomorrow.
Oh.
Sorry, that's my friend June. She's in town.
Oh, the baby talk tay-tay.
The bye-bye.
Well, let's go out then. Here's the another Papa's Basement, another victory for God and country. Oh, I like when you say it's good, but I love it when you say it's great, so try harder next time. Eva, thank you for joining me, as always.
Thank you for having me.
I hope we can make something of this show one of these days. 8 years, just building up a grassroots fan base. That's how I look at it. anyone who tweets me, please keep tweeting me. I need it. Especially you, Nate Gonzalez. Especially you.
We love you, Nate.
Yes. And Robert, whose name I can't pronounce.
And all the Chewing the Gnomes and everybody.
Yeah, they're all good in this man's book.
Mm-hmm.
See? Tweet us. We'll mention you. Wasn't it worth it? An hour five of inane babble, and then you kind of hear your name at the end? Over a Pulp Fiction music bed?
Boom, 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 boom.
At Papa's Basement if you want to tweet me. At Orchard Eva if you want to tweet her and not get a response. The show site, inpapasbasement.com, hosts my writing. I just did a write-up on the Amy Schumer, Judd Apatow flick Trainwreck. What did you think of that, Eva?
I really liked your opinion about
it. There you go.
It was great.
That's all we needed to
hear. Go read it.
There you go. Yeah. Perfect.
Go read his writing. He's a brilliant writer, smart guy.
Well.
Well.
Wow. Well, wasn't that dandy? All right, so...
Wow.
Leave us iTunes reviews as well. That's what helps get the... Why am I saying that?
Yes.
It plumps my own vanity up.
Yeah.
We have a nice amount of reviews, even compared to real podcasts, and it's gotten us nowhere. So just leave the damn reviews because I like reading them.
Just send us money.
Yeah, that. That's
cheap,
what she said.
Cheap jerks.
Everything she said right there. All right, till the next one. We're out of here.
Bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.